Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on this Pentecost Sunday. The celebrant for this Mass is the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, and the worship program for this Mass can be found online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. As we begin our liturgy, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn, number 483 in the blue St. Michael hymnal found in the pews, number 483, Come Holy Ghost.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. And welcome on this Pentecost Sunday to Sunday Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We always welcome those who are with us in prayer at home at the Catholic Faith Network and the Catholic Channel and our own live streaming. I'm delighted to welcome Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, who works very closely with the Holy Father in Rome on issues of the dignity of human life, and also the elderly, and also many ethical issues. So, Eccellenza, you're very welcome here. And it's good to see Sister Breach McKenna and Father Pablo, who are back to lead us in a mission here, how appropriately, on Pentecost Sunday, a mission here at the Cathedral Parish this week. so that we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins and we ask for the mercy of Jesus.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast of Pentecost sanctify your whole church and every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. And with that divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed in Jerusalem, fill now once more the hearts of us all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded And in amazement, they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, how great you are. Clothed in majesty and honor, wrapped in lightness with a robe.
Lord, send out your spirit.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, et emite Genitus, lucis tua radium.
Veni Pater Alterum, veni Dator Munerum, veni Lumen Cordium.
Consolator Ultime, Lucis Hostes Anime, Luce Dei Frigenium.
In labore
of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
on the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, everybody, happy Pentecost Sunday. You know, in this year of grace in our Catholic calendar, our high holy days are Easter, Christmas, and Pentecost. So it's good to be with you all this Sunday morning at St. Patrick's. I'm thinking back, this has to be 20 years ago. I was in Milwaukee, and I attended the wake, and the next morning I had the funeral of a brave young American soldier who had been killed in the line of duty in Afghanistan. His wife, they had been married 4 years. His wife, of course, was at the wake with their two little boys, 1, 3. And one, I think, maybe 10 months or so. You know how at wakes, they will often have displays of photographs and letters and mementos. Well, they had one at this. And I was captivated by a letter that the young heroic husband had sent his dear wife only a month or so before he lost his life. And I was very moved by it. And he's writing to his young wife, "You know, honey, I can't see you. I can't touch you. I can't hear your voice. I can't hug you. I can't dance with you. I can't hold or feed or change the diapers of our little boys. And yet, I know you're close, and I love you and our two babies more than ever, more even than when I'm there with you." I remember tearing up, a lump in my throat when I read that magnificent letter. It still moves me to this day. That young heroic soldier was speaking about the power of the invisible. The power of the invisible. What we cannot see is more potent than what we can. We cannot see God the Father for 33 blessed years. Folks could see God the Son when the incarnate Word, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, walked the soil of the land we still call holy. We can't see God the Holy Spirit, the third person of the most blessed Trinity, can we? We're in good company. Nor could our Blessed Lady or those apostles in that upper room in Jerusalem, that first Pentecost, nor could they see the Holy Spirit. The effects, the consequences, the fruits, you bet they could. But they could only hear the wind. They could see tongues of fire. These sons, these signs, these effects of the Holy Spirit's invisible presence. The power of the invisible. You and I believe in the potency of the invisible. And that ain't easy in the society, in the world in which we live. Do we not live in a culture that only believes what can be graphed, charted, verified, proven? We only put trust in what we can spend or count or examine in a laboratory under a microscope. Only things we can accumulate or own or drive or taste or spend or wear or get pleasure from. Hey, I'm from Missouri. Show me the show me state. That's what our society says. And the Holy Spirit on this magnificent feast of Pentecost reminds us, what is most enduring and meaningful and sustaining is what we cannot see or hear or taste or smell or feel or spend. Things like love, loyalty, faith, trust, honor, integrity, one's word, the values and convictions that drive us, the promises, the memories, the hopes, the dreams, the grace, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Those are the things that matter. And they cannot be seen under a microscope. 50 days ago, we just heard it in the gospel, we had the story of Thomas. Oh, he must have been from Missouri, my home state. Because remember when Jesus, risen from the dead, appeared to the apostles at first Easter, he wasn't there. But when he came back, they said, hey, Thomas, best news of all, Jesus is alive, he's risen from the dead. And Thomas said, not this boy, show me, I want proof, I want verification. I want to touch him. I want to actually put my hands into the wound in his side that the spear opened. And he got his wish the next Sunday when Jesus called him over and he fell and said, my Lord and my God, remember? Jesus kind of rebuked him and said, oh yeah, Thomas, easy for you to believe now because you can see me. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet still believe. Here we are, folks. And that actually is why we're here. In just a moment, you and I are going to believe, as we profess every Sunday, in a miracle that we cannot see. When bread becomes his body and wine becomes his blood, no scientific lab could prove it. But we know it in the depths of our heart through our faith the power of the invisible. To that Holy Eucharist, we say what that young soldier said to his wife and little boys. I maybe can't see you or touch you or hear your voice or hug you or dance with you, but I believe in you. I believe you are as close as when we're together physically, and I love you and those babies more than ever. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that we may be attentive to the action of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For John Sawyer and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, and of the apostles there that first Pentecost, as we make our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion. You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on Pentecost upon those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God, and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one true faith. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. Even the heavenly powers, the angels and saints, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishops, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Audemus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra.
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, number 510 in the St. Michael hymnal, number 510, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether.
Thank you.
us pray. O God, who bestow heavenly gifts upon your church, safeguard, we pray, the grace you've given, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. You heard in the Acts of the Apostles that first Pentecost in Jerusalem, there were people from all over the world. And that's the blessing we have at St. Patrick's. So Archbishop Paglia, well, the Acts of the Apostles said there were even visitors from Rome. So we're glad you were here. And Sister Breach, thank you. You and Father Pablo are back, and we're glad. They're going to begin a parish mission here at the cathedral this week. Father Enrique, tell them the times of the when Sister Breach and Father Pablo are going to be speaking.
So the mission is going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There will be two sessions. You don't have to go to both, but if you can, it'd be even better. So one's at 9 in the morning, and the other one is at 7 p.m. So it'll be all 3 days with talks from Sister Breach and Father Pablo, as well as Mass with adoration and many beautiful things.
Confessions?
Confessions, of course.
Because she talks about sin.
Will be praying
for all of us. Glad you do. Yeah.
And of course, it will be live streamed. So if you can't make it here physically in the cathedral, as for our beloved people that are part of our community, you can watch it live every one of the sessions.
You won't regret it. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, Our Lady of the Cenacle, the intercession of those apostles, the intercession of St. Patrick, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go forth in peace. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Regina Celi, laetare, alleluia. Qui atque lumis ti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.
Please join in singing the recessional hymn found in the online program, Hail Thee Festival Day.